Grace and peace to all of you in God, who is our mother and our father, and in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I received kind of a funny letter this week. It started out saying that we are writing this month to recognize the golden anniversary of the insurance policy of Kristen M. Schultz with, you know, our company. And I thought, my first thought was, wait a minute, I'm too young to have a golden anniversary of anything. But here's the story. My grandfather, when he had six young grandchildren ranging from newborn to age 10, had a good friend who was going, beginning to sell insurance. And so in order to help out his friend and as a great gift to his grandkids, he purchased insurance policies for all of us. It's not that expensive to purchase life insurance policies for children under 10. So it was a good gift from him for all of us. But I thought that it was a really strange letter and a strange recognition of success. My success, congratulations in not dying, or their success, their hope that, you know, just a reminder, here we are in case you need more insurance. It was a strange letter. Another day and another conversation I was having with a friend of mine was a more serious conversation. We were talking about the challenges of doing ministry in this time, just the challenges of life in this situation where COVID continues to be a threat and cases are rising and yet things are open and we just kind of don't know what to go forward with, what's going to happen next. And we were sitting in quiet for a minute and I suddenly heard these words coming out of my mouth. I just feel like I can do my very best and work very hard and still not succeed. We sat with that for a minute. And then I said, I guess I need to think about what I'm considering success. Jesus said to the Pharisees who were questioning him, "You judge by human standards." And we all know that those human standards can be challenging. Success can be a deeply personal matter, and yet our American culture offers us many answers to what it means to be successful. Success is measured in dollars, and the one with the most toys wins. Or success is measured in our higher education and the degrees we have. Success is measured in our family, the appropriate spouse and 2.5 children who are on the honor roll and the captain of the soccer team and perhaps play in the band as well. Or success means being thin and fit. Or success is a beautiful large home where all of the throw pillows match and perhaps the art on the walls as well. Now, I know that a house like mine with scratches on the floor from where the chairs have scraped and holes in the wall where my boisterous boys have left their mark will not ever make better homes and gardens. Today, in our Living Faith discussion, we will look at the economic life statement of our church. And this also lifts up that ideal of success, pointing out that the market economy has offered great wealth for some while causing suffering for others. Just a portion of the statement reads, "As a church, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and submit too readily to the idols and injustices of economic life. We often rely on wealth and material goods more than God, and close ourselves off from the needs of others. Too uncritically, we accept assumptions, policies, and practices that do not serve the good of all. Our primary and lasting identity, trust, and hope are rooted in the God we know in Jesus Christ. Baptized into Christ's life, death, and resurrection, we receive a new identity and freedom rather than being defined and held captive by economic success or failure." We struggle with the world's notions of what it means to be successful, appearance, accumulation, and accolades. And it is much the same for the church. A successful church is a church where the chairs are full, the electronics are plentiful, and there is no challenge in writing the annual budget. Jesus said, "You judge by human standards." You know, Jesus was not too interested in numbers. Sometimes he preached to crowds of hundreds, but sometimes he spoke simply to families or to his 12 disciples and those who traveled with them. Jesus said, "Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am there." Jesus and his followers lived as wandering preachers and accumulated no possessions. What would Jesus call success? Last Saturday, we gathered for a church becoming workshop, and that was a really great experience for me. I sat kind of off to the side up in the front and ran the Zoom call and listened as about 30 church members talked with Pastor Dana about our congregation. We talked about holding on to tradition and to what makes us Lutheran Christians, the best of what we have from our past, while also becoming a new church for the 21st century and what that might look like, what might need to change, to give up, to grow, to become that new church. But what was really wonderful for me was that we talked about the things that we already are doing to reach out in our community. We talked about giving food and Christmas gifts for families from Sierra Vista and Family Promise. We talked about collecting furniture and household items for the Afghan evacuees we expect to resettle in Albuquerque. Yesterday, I joined five of our youth group and Martha Montano at Serve 505, which is a food pantry held at the Harvest Church just over on Montano Road. Along with about 30 other volunteers, we packed boxes and served food to over 100 needy families from our community. It comes down to this. Jesus doesn't ask us to succeed. Jesus asks us to follow. And so what we really need to ask ourselves is this: is All Saints faithful in following Jesus? I can look at this screen today and I see a Zoom room full of beloved, imperfect, yet faithful saints. That's all we can be, and that's all we need to be, faithful followers of Jesus. Can we do more? Can we still look for change and growth? Absolutely. We want to continue to grow in our efforts to feed the hungry and to reach out in our community, to share the good news of the love of Jesus with the people who need to hear it, to invite people to be a part of our community of faith where we are nurtured and fed. All of that is part of faithfully following Jesus, keeping our mission to love and serve always in front of us. Jesus also said to the Pharisees, "I am the light of the world, and my testimony is valid because I know where I come from and where I am going." And so do we, my friends, so do we. We come from God, in whom we live and move and have our being. We are God's beloved children, and that is more important than any other identity or accolade that the world gives us or doesn't give us. We are held by God, and we are going to be with God when God gathers the whole creation in to dwell in the light of Jesus. We belong to God, and so we don't need to ask, "Am I successful? Am I enough?" God has named us, and claimed us as beloved. We are faithfully following Jesus, and that is all the success we need. Thanks be to God. Amen.